Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. First, just a quick reminder, the next Wellness 101 series begins through teleconference next Wednesday. That's February 15th, and the time is 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern. So if you are a member and you haven't yet participated in one of our conference call series, I strongly recommend it. It's a great way to motivate you to get yourself on track, et cetera, and get your questions answered. So on to today's message. Human beings were designed to move, and you've heard me talk about this before. My major focus over the last 15 years has been promoting dietary excellence, but exercise is just as important. You can eat a perfect diet, but in the absence of movement, you're still going to have health issues that are associated with being sedentary. Now, there's an awful lot of research to document my point, but there's always new research coming out. And the new study shows that activity alone can prevent cardiovascular disease. This study further showed a correlation between owning a TV and a car and increased risk of heart attack. The researchers were real clear that owning a car and television, there was no cause and effect relationship established, but these are just markers for less activity, which is the actual issue. Authors of an editorial in the same journal reinforced the importance of activity, stating, quote, physical activity remains the single most neglected therapeutic intervention worldwide. Staying physically fit throughout life may well be one of the easiest, cheapest, and most effective ways to avoid the coronary care unit, end of quote. I won't repeat it for you, but I think you understand how important that statement is. Now, in the main study, the researchers looked at data from the Inner Heart Study. This included participants from 52 countries throughout the world, and the researchers concluded that any level of activity reduces the risk of heart attack independent of all other risk factors, and that this statistic applied to men and women of all ages in all countries in all income levels. Furthermore, those who were employed in occupations which required light or moderate activity were at even lower risk than those who had sedentary jobs. The interesting thing was those involved in heavy physical labor associated with their jobs were not protected, and the researchers suggested that this lack of association could be due to shift work and other circumstances connected to jobs involving heavy manual labor. Now, in my experience, the most difficult thing we face sometimes is getting people who have formed the habit of being sedentary to begin exercising. Part of the problem, I think, is that people have an aversion to discomfort, which I totally understand. I don't like discomfort either, but all of life involves discomfort. And I think you have to choose which form you want to experience. I'd really rather be uncomfortable from physical activity and exertion than from the side effects of drugs and having bypass surgery or angioplasty. Another issue is that I think people make the mistake of trying some exercise to see how they like it. And I don't think most people like any form of exercise when they first start. It's hard and it hurts. When people ask me if they're going to like working out at our gym or they're going to like hot yoga in the beginning, I tell them no. I advise people that they'll probably hate it for a while until their bodies adjust. But after the adjustment period, people usually feel better when they exercise than when they don't exercise. Chef Del Shrove says it best. He says, I come to the gym not because I enjoy it so much as that exercise makes me feel better than not exercising. Well, we'll work on the enjoyment part, but in the meantime, he's lost half his body weight and he's feeling better than he has in decades. And so that in itself maybe can provide some inspiration to some of you. But if we all made our decisions just strictly based on what we like and what we don't like, disaster would happen. Sometimes I don't like coming to work, but I have responsibilities. And sometimes I don't like cleaning my house, but bad things happen if you leave it alone long enough. So exercise is one more thing. Sometimes I don't feel like going to the gym, but I don't give in to myself because we all know the inevitable consequence if I do that often enough. That's all for now, and have a great day.